Yo, this is your boy DJ Glow right here on Active FM Ultimate Engine Show. Once again, this is another episode, and obviously because you are listening to this show, you have definitely seen the title and you're wondering, why is this title the big ending? Well, you're just about to find out, and unfortunately you might or might not like this, but then I'm sorry I have to break the news to you, but then change is good. Just know that change is good. That's why we're calling this the big end. And this is the final episode of the Ultimate Engines. Yes, it's a very sad, very unfortunate, but we are coming to the end of the Ultimate Engines show, and we'll be relaunching another Active FM show, which will obviously still feature myself, DJ Gloire, and that show is going to be much more lit. It's going to be more interesting, and we're going to have a lot of fun on that show, a lot of interesting stuff. So unfortunately, I have to love and leave the Ultimate Engines, and believe me, I am shedding some tears, but yes, unfortunately we have to dump the Ultimate Engines, but we will be featuring a new show called Bro Code this year. So we are featuring a new show called Bro Code this year. And yes, we will no longer have the Ultimate Engines, like I said. So anyway, enough with the sad news. This is the big end, but we will leave the show with a bang. So you do want to listen to the show. It's going to be pretty awesome. And basically, yeah, that is it. So from your boy DJ Glow, listen to this track, and yeah, we'll be right back after that. Now. Hear this.
Say I heard the truth. Yeah, 25 on the rack, bringing all the truth back. Everybody we know, we never own no slack. We don't need no friends, only ride with my day ones. Jesus my main one, and I've been on the low for the longest now, trying to make it through. Yeah, my team, we the strongest now, different kind of crew. Everybody know I'm on it now, your boy is making moves. And God be on the side, so you know we never lose, never lose. Every day a miracle, so you know I gotta work, boy, I'm taking advantage. I'm talking on another level, talking fast, talking strong like I'm speaking in Spanish. Steph Curry, we don't see show, going for the ship, and we 3-0. You DeAndre at the free throw, and I wish you would, Home Depot. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you oughta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you oughta do.
Yeah. Me and Aaron Cole, dirty rice, boy, you know it's gonna be rough. So I barbecue a beef, sweet baby Ray's, know I got the sauce. Kids gotta eat, it's the realest thing that'll ever say. So when it come down to this right here, I don't mess around like it's the first date. Yeah. Only competition staring in the mirror, and I gotta kill him just to be a winner. I am not suicidal, but I am liable to go kamikaze. I'ma catch a body, that's a body for the body. Wrestle like I'm Roddy Roddy, Master P, and body. Standing taller than Yao Ming, gotta go to outer space to stop it. Why would you ever try to stop it? You better find a different rocket. This is that. And I'm losing, you know I'ma do what I gotta. I'm still here, thank the Lord that he been gracious. That's RMG, reflect God, reflect greatness.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you oughta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. Taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
These artists want my my managers. These managers wantin' me. I know we all not grind, but take several seats. Cause ain't nobody gon' break us. God don't make mistakes, so he put me on his team. Cause this was supposed to be my place. So I'm grinding till I'm on a TV screen sitting with Ellen. We only taking W's, we ain't taking no Ellen. How my team roll, got these dudes sitting scary. They thought that we was out there on my obituary. I can't believe God drafted me on the winning team, and that's tenfold. Jumping over hurdles, run away from murder like I'm Maddie Winslow. Every day a miracle, I just thank God that I'm living it out. Trying to make a change, but I gotta change a lot of things I'm still figuring out.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move, oh. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, oh. Get focused on this level, what you gotta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move, oh. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, oh. Get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
Okay, so we're back, and now we're going to just basically talk about cars in general. And yeah, cars in general, once again, just like in one of our previous shows from December, this past December. And yes, we're talking about cars overall, but something interesting that actually came to mind when I was thinking, what do I think that the Ultimate Engines listeners would like to hear today? Or basically, what is... like, what can I talk about that is going to be so interesting? So, yes, we are going to be talking about cars, but then the future of cars. What does the future hold for cars? I mean, if we do look at it, the way the world is advancing and technology is just getting better and better and better and better, and the technologies just keep getting even more innovative, and there are more brilliant ideas that are being put into place of basically how to make life better. And obviously we do have cars, and like if you look back into what cars used to be used for, like especially back in the day, cars are basically a mode of transportation, because obviously hence we had horses, we had donkeys that we used to travel on. I think we had maybe boats that obviously was not necessarily there for long, it came afterwards, but then we didn't have mode of transportation that was quick and very effective, so hence we had long rides in on horses or on donkeys, and it wasn't really helping because you travel for days. But now you have a car, and yeah, you can travel to far places, and it depending on how far you're going, the kilometers will determine how long you will drive for. For example, I'm here in South Africa, and if I want to go to a different city, I do not have to take 5 days in a car, depending of also on the mode of transportation you're using. If you're using a car and you want to go to Cape Town, depending on how many breaks you take, but it should take you like, I think, a full day, and I don't know how many extra hours, close to 2 days, but it shouldn't take you too long. It shouldn't take you 5 days. So basically you'll take like a whole day trying to get to Cape Town, a day and a couple of hours, so let's just say 2 days to be more practical. So if I leave today, for example, I leave at 1 o'clock, depending on how fast I'm driving, obviously my car, how fast it is and the roads and everything, I'll probably get there tomorrow in the daytime, or maybe not in the daytime, I'll get there in the evening around 5, maybe 6 p.m. But that's basically the facility that cars have brought to us as people on this earth. So cars have really been a great help to us throughout the years, they still are. But like I said, technology is advancing and things are working so well that literally anything you need that you have at your fingertips. I mean, just for a quick example, the internet itself is just mind-blowing, like how they could think of that. Because I remember on one of the shows of our fellow Active FM presenter, his name is Andrew, they were speaking about quantum computing and how quantum computing is much, it's computer on another level. It's much faster, process more information at once. And I'm thinking, we have technology at our fingertips, and looking at how fast we're able to get to stuff, or even the ability to learn something, you can learn it so quickly on the internet. You just go to YouTube and you type whatever it is that you're searching for, and there are tons of videos posted by different people who are experienced, or who have encountered the same issue that you have, and basically they've learned how to deal with it, how to fix it. And basically there you can get it on the internet too. So the internet is moving fast, and it is a product of technology. So are cars. So in future, will there be a need for cars? That's a question that we should ask ourselves. Because I mean, like, we won't necessarily need to move around too much. And because we have technology, we'll probably get more used to using different type of transportational system. I mean, these days, depending on what do you want to do, what you prefer. For example, if I want to purchase an item, it could be an electrical appliance, any device, like anything maybe related to a computer or something. Maybe I wanted to order a USB flash drive. I'll just order it straight offline. I wouldn't even bother like going to the store. I mean, obviously, we still requires a vehicle to come to you. But would it be necessary in the future to travel far distances? Maybe we'll even have transportation methods which are gonna teleport us. And when I say teleport, I don't mean stuff that we see in movies, like that type of stuff whereby you happen to be in a machine and then you just vanish into thin air and then reappear somewhere or wherever your destination was. No, that's not the type of stuff that I'm talking about. I'm speaking about like something that happens whereby you are like, for example, in a place and you enter this spaceship looking type of vehicle, and in a blink of an eye, okay, you happen to arrive in your destination. Or let's just say a 1 hour drive is going to take you 5 minutes, but that's also going to give you a heck of an energy rush, hey? I mean, just come to think of it, if you are nauseous by the time you're done with that ride, you would never want to go on one of those vehicles again. I mean, yo, that's super insane. But yeah, like I'm saying, technology is moving forward, and we should also be seeing what we are looking forward to seeing for the future in terms of cars. And even previously, I've seen a couple of designs like for future cars. There are a lot of interesting things that are coming up, and you should also look out for Tesla, because Tesla is doing the most out there, especially in the electrical field. I've just seen Tesla's new, I think it was an SUV or a truck, I'm not exactly sure, but they released a new vehicle that was it's a super cool vehicle, super powerful. There was a video that was put out on YouTube that that car is like so strong, like they put it on a competition, head to head. They tied it together with a Ford Ranger, and then they were testing the power of both of those vehicles. So they both were driving and they both had to pull, and that Tesla literally pulled the Ford Ranger, and literally it was like, I was like amazed. I mean, obviously, if you look at the shape of that vehicle also, it looks quite futuristic though. I must admit, it is very futuristic. I wasn't exactly too happy with the features myself, because when I look at it, it's not a car that's very attractive, but at the same time, it's like nothing that you ever see right now. So it's a car that's definitely got my attention, but I believe the future for cars is actually pretty bright. So we want to have a look at what is going on into the future. But before we go deeper into that, we're just going to go into a quick breather, and then we'll be back into more of the topic. Let's go.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the inception.
Our new
Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Okay, so we are back right here on the Ultimate Engine Show. And yes, just exploring the future and what the future holds for cars. And obviously, in what I was saying in the first section of the show, the first two sections rather, I'm not saying that this is the end for cars or the future technology is bringing about the end of cars, because cars will forever be relevant. I mean, what is a world without cars? But what are cars going to be accustomed to in the future? What does technology have for us in this coming future? Like I said, I mean, cars in the past, cars have revolutionized things, and obviously I don't think necessarily we'll need to teleport. I don't know what is going on in my head in the first section of the show, but I don't think necessarily we'll need to teleport to the future and stuff like that. But on my own, what I think basically by myself, cars are always relevant and cars will remain to the future, but I'm not sure if necessarily they'll be the same. I mean, cars are being revolutionized now, and will we have a need to always have to go to places in future for transportation? I mean, as technology is advancing, the world is advancing, depending also on the state and the continent that you are, things are advancing. And right now, currently where I reside is South Africa. Now, things are not exactly looking up for South Africa right now, but that's not the end, and I believe a great change could happen. A great change could be brought about, and South Africa is one of the few, if not the only, African country which is actually really going forward in terms of development and in terms of going forward with technology and stuff like that. A lot of good and big things are happening in South Africa. I mean, we have a lot of companies that are launching different products, and obviously there's a lot of good technology businesses that are being pushed, and South Africa is also one of the platforms which are being used. And obviously, because of what the signs that we are seeing now, South Africa doesn't necessarily look like a business option that foreign investors would want to have. But generally, South Africa is a good place for investment in your country, in your business and stuff like that. A good country to do that. So I don't know what the future holds for cars in South Africa here, but what I can tell you is that you might want to look out for what we're going to have in the future. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to have. We'll probably have these supersonic, I don't know how to call, weird looking ball shaped type of vehicles, but at the same time it's going to be awesome. And really, I don't know what to say much, but yes, this is your boy DJ Gloire on the Ultimate Engines Show, looking into the future. Is this the end of the future? Or what exactly is going on? If you like to listen to more of our shows, you can go on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can go on our Instagram, which is @activefm777. You can go on our Twitter page, which is @activefm. You can go on Facebook, which is /activefm. You can catch me, DJ Gloire, you can catch me on Facebook, and on Facebook I am Gloire Tina, GloireTina, Gloire Tina, GloireTina. Those are social media platforms. Please be sure to catch each and every show. We will not be leaving you, you know, we never leave you. So you can enjoy our awesome and amazing shows on Active FM. We have different shows such as the new show with your girl Cynthia, you know, you can call her Gigs. We have the Not So Tech Show with Kevin and The Bestin. We have the Ultimate Engine Show, of course, with DJ Gloire. We have What's the Topic with DJ Nash. We have a whole lot of shows such as 21 Questions with Naomi there's a whole lot of there's a whole bunch of amazing and awesome shows that you do not want to miss out to. So be sure to tune in, get your friends to tune in, get your family to tune in, get your whole neighborhood to tune in. Please, we do appreciate the listenership, the downloads. So get everybody in your world to get connected with Active FM. We are going levels. We are pushing everything forward. So you do not want to miss out on this. So this is me, your boy DJ Gla, and I'm signing out. Peace out and God bless. Enjoy this.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
Visions and dreams are the language of your spirit. The unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my
to rock, cut.